Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So thank you so much for staying with us. As I was saying earlier, I mean, I know I was joking, but not quite. There is a wonderful, I would call it festival happening right here at the Saxon. And essentially, this is a way in which we're all encouraged to think about our food differently, our wine differently. I want to bring in into this conversation author and chef for food, anthropologist as well, Dr. Anna Trepido, who is on the line with us, who's a part of this wonderful initiative. Thank you so much, for Anna, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Hello, Miss P.
So the African Food Ways event, let's talk about that and then really talk about what it hopes to achieve.
Okay, so it is a collaboration between Johannesburg Saxon Hotel and African Food Ways Productions and Lou Passon Wines in Franschhoek. So it's a kind of three-way deliciousness. It's a six-course new African cuisine food and wine pairing menu. So that means that a celebration of South African ingredients, cooking techniques, flavors, recipes, hospitality styles and etiquette, done in a kind of modern, glamorous, but authentic and respectful way.
And I was going to ask you, what is new African food? I think you've probably just answered that.
So, you know, it's modernist cooking using high-tech techniques and ingredients, but combined with hyper-local indigenous and heritage ingredients and with a real respect for traditional flavors. Mm. So things might look more glamorous on the plate than they might do on a Sunday afternoon in a home kitchen, but those core tastes must be there.
Mm. And what kind of food are we talking of here? Is it millets, sorghums? Just give me a sense.
Well, you know, there's an emphasis on indigenous and heritage ingredients. So obviously the ancient grains that are indigenous to this region, so sorghum and millet, are those kind of core starches. And then, you know, there's a whole lot of things that are not necessarily indigenous but have been in Southern Africa so long that they are definitely part of the family. So things like mango acha, for instance, that you cannot, you know, that kind of bright orange Limpopo acha is just completely central to, you know, if South Africans don't eat it at least once a day, then they're probably imposters. But, so, you know, the bread course has got lovely, like, dombolo steamed breads, but it's also got mango acha and goats, amasi curds and oxtail and all sorts of yumminess that, I mean, another one of those sort of been here so long that it's definitely part of the family are, you know, those Okova heritage bananas that you get in KZN that are so much nicer than, you know, those yellow things that you get at the supermarket. You know, that these are bananas that arrived on the east coast of Africa thousands of years ago with, like, Polynesian sailors. So they really have been here forever. And, you know, that banana that's on the dessert at the Saxon pairing dinner, there's a banana, an Okova banana bread with a milk tart custard and all sorts of yummy. That banana, that Okova banana, was King Shaka's favorite food, that he was having it couriered across the country and only certain clans could carry it for him, etc. So it's about history, it's about culture, it's always about delicious, and it's paired with wines, because what's so strange is we are a wine-growing country. You know, we have these award-winning wines, and yet somehow we don't think to pair it with our own ingredients and flavors. We somehow, the moment that you've got a wine glass, that people start thinking that maybe they're French or Italian, you know, that what grows together goes together. We must be drinking our wines and eating our food simultaneously.
And what seems to be the resistance, or is it just lack of, I don't know, intentionality?
Look, I think it's a bit of both. And the world is changing. You know, for a very long time, you know, posh food meant French everywhere in the world. And then, you know, things like the new Nordic movement and more recently new Andean cuisine in places like Peru, they've really challenged those assumptions about what kinds of food are worthy to be considered premium. So that if you look at the kind of world's best restaurant list now, you know, at least half of it comes from South and Central America. That the idea that somehow you have to be in a bow tie with a French accent is moving away. Mm. So that there's no reason why, you know, great African flavors can't also be part of a kind of modern world cooking movement.
Let's talk about the sommelier then, because I think that comes in very handy when you get someone who's also very familiar with the African palate, pairing that with local wine.
Exactly. And the Saxon sommelier is a man called Lloyd Jusser, who is exactly that guy, that he has teamed up in this instance with winemaker Andrea Mullineaux. And between them, what they've done is they've taken Andrea's wines and, you know, they've thought, how can we pair these with these kind of classic African flavors? And they've done such a delicious job that, you know, that if you're not in love by the time you've had the sautéed amadoumbe with the curry leaf oil with Andrea Mullineaux's Lieu Passant Stellenbosch Chardonnay, then we're probably not going to be friends.
Anna, how do people get to be a part of this?
Okay, so what you need to do is you go to tablereservations@saxon.co.za, and if you don't have a pen, just if you go www.saxon.co.za, you can book there. It's the 24th of April that Andrea Mullineaux, the winemaker, is going to be there talking through the food and wine pairings. Fabulous Lloyd is there, the delicious pastry chef Catherine Adonis, who's made the Yakova fabulousness. It's all, I think, you know, look, it's expensive. It's 2,500 grand per person. But frankly, the wines alone are worth more than that. And you really will get a sense of what kind of modern African delicious fine dining could be. It's about, you know, I've seen the future and it works.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. So seats are still available, it seems, Anna?
Yes, seats are still available. So you're going to tablereservations@saxon.co.za. And, you know, if you go onto the Saxon website, there is the full 6-course menu with all the pairings and all the details there.
I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening, Dr. Anna Trepido, author, chef, and food anthropologist. And the whole point of this conversation, as you may know, you know, on Mondays, we usually have what we would call impact. And it's really to elevate South African food as well as our wines. So the chef would be Chef Oscar Ndlovu, who is at the Saxon, also working alongside the sommelier Lloyd Jusser there, who really, really takes a lot of time and effort in putting together fantastic food, but mainly really introducing us to the South African wine palate in a way that I don't think we have experienced before. So oftentimes you have these wonderful, you know, dishes and paired, as Anna said, with international wines. But we have fantastic wines here, guys. We need to start appreciating our own. So Lloyd Jusser is going to be that person that's going to help you pair that wonderful dish with a South African wine.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.